Welcome to the Fascinating Facts I Bet You Didn't Know podcast. I'm your host, Shrikan Yalker, and in this podcast, we talk about random, fun, interesting facts about a single topic. This week, we're doing facts on March. And this is episode 3 of a new mini-series we're doing for the next 12 weeks, where I talk about each month. And as I said, this is facts on March. So, let's get into it. Fact number one. March was originally the first month of the year. Back in ancient Rome, there were actually only 10 months, which was March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December. Which is why, if you think about it, December, the last month, starts with the prefix DEC, DEC, which means 10. Same with November, NOV, which is 9, etc., right? September, SEPT, SEPT, 7, like on and on. But the Romans decided to not do this anymore. And the reason why is because they had their own calendar and the rest of the world was using a Gregorian calendar. And so the Romans added the extra 2 months of January and February. So that way it kind of coincided with the Gregorian calendar. But okay, let's move on to the next fact. You may have heard of Beware the Ides of March, or you may have just heard the Ides of March. But what exactly are they? So the Ides of March were a day on the Roman calendar, which kind of coincides with March 15th, and that is the Ides of March. And originally the Ides of March were known as the day when you had to pay off all your debts from the previous year. And if you didn't, you would get punished. So like, let's say you owed some guy like $50 or Roman money, because he paid off one of, because you bought a chicken from him a few months back, then you would have to pay it before March or else you'd go into a debtor's prison. So, yeah. And funnily enough, March 15th was also the day when Julius Caesar was stabbed. In 44 BCE, Julius Caesar was stabbed to death by a bunch of senators. So, that's the Ides of March, I guess. So, on to fact number 3. Did you know that March is the most unproductive month of the year in the US? And some companies in the US lose over $1 billion of revenue in the month of March. Why? A simple answer, March Madness. So for those of you who don't know, March Madness is the college basketball playoffs. The top teams in like all of the colleges will face off in a bracket and then they'll try to win, right? And March Madness is mostly known because people will bet a lot of money on the brackets. And so there'll be two teams against each other in one bracket, two teams against each other on the other, and then the winners of those two games will face off against each other. And that'll just keep happening. The teams will half and half and half, like on and on, until you finally have one winner. And there are usually 68 different teams that will have from 68 to 32 to 16 to 8 to 4, and then finally 2. And people try to get a perfect bracket. So that means that they guess correctly who will win each game. And there are 67 games. So you have to guess 67 times correctly. And then if you get that, you'll win a whole lot of money. But that's probably not gonna happen. After calculating, the odds of getting a perfect bracket are 120 billion to 1. And that is a lot. You actually have a higher chance of winning your local lottery multiple times in a row than having a perfect bracket in March Madness. But why do people do it? I'm not exactly sure. It's just one of those traditions, I guess. But on to the next fact. And this is gonna be a quickie. March has the vernal equinox. So a vernal equinox is when there's almost a perfect 50-50 split between day and night. And it's like almost exactly 12 hours day, 12 hours nighttime. And there's another vernal equinox, or it's not called the vernal equinox, but there is another equinox in September where it's another 50-50 split. Because after the March, the day gets longer, night gets shorter, and then it keeps happening like that until September, when day gets shorter, night gets longer, and that's basically how it works. So, on to the next fact. And this is basically what we do every week, a bunch of old names for March. So, let's get into it. So, the ancient Romans called March Martius. So Martius, as I said in the first fact, Martius was originally the first month before it became the third, after January and February were added. But Martius was called Martius because it was named after Mars, the god of war. Okay, the next one. In Finnish, March is called Maalisku, I think. I don't know how to pronounce it. But people think that Maalisku, the name, might originate from the Finnish word Maalinenku, which is during March, when the earth like finally becomes visible under the snow. And do keep in mind that this is in Finland, so they might have like different seasons than wherever you guys are listening from. But okay, so in Ukrainian, March is pronounced Barazin, which means birch tree. Okay. And there are around 3 or 4 Saxon names. You know, I've noticed that the Saxons have a lot of different names for months. Like January had like 3 different Anglo-Saxon names. So did February, and now March too. But I guess we'll say them. So one of the Saxon names was Lent Mona. So if you'll notice, all Saxon names end with Monath, which means month, right? But Lent Monath, basically it's named after Lent, which happens in March. And it's also named after the March equinox, but yeah. And 2 other names was Red Monath and Hred Monath. So it's Red, which is R-H-E-D Monath, and then it's Hred, which is H-R-E-D Monath. And so that's named after one of their goddesses, which is Redam Hreth, R-E-D-H-A-M-H-R-E-T-H. You know, I wish there were subtitles in a podcast, because it's just like, sometimes you can't understand what I'm saying. But whatever. Okay, on to fact number 6. On March 17th, 1992, apartheid came to an end in South Africa. It didn't like fully end, but it almost ended. But what was apartheid? So apartheid was extreme racial segregation in South Africa. And when I say extreme, I mean like super extreme. Up to the point where the people with darker colored skins could not even marry people with light colored skins. You would be like put in a prison and you wouldn't be able to live together. It was bad. But it came to an end on March 17th, 1992, when 68.7% of white South Africans voted for the abolishment of racial segregation in the country. And then a few months and years later, apartheid fully ended. Now, we'll finish off this podcast with our usual ending, where I say 5 random days in March. Alright, March 2nd is known as National Banana Cream Pie Day. March 9th is known as Panic Day. March 16th is National Panda Day. March 21st is National Crunchy Taco Day. And March 31st, you may know as Cesar Chavez Day, but it's also National Tater Tot Day. So as I said, those are all the facts I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening. Send me a message if you'd like. Write a review for my podcast if you'd like. My sources document will be on my website, which will be in the description. Once again, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Bye.